So we were in the middle of talking last night. It's on the page Ches over here. We're in the middle of talking about this. On the one hand, we're supposed to be serve Hashem shalom and asakaba pras, not looking for any reward. And yet, on the other hand, Hashem says that you get olam haba if you do the mitzvos. So we're supposed to know that we get the olam haba, and this reward that Chazal tell us is better than anything we can possibly experience in this world. And then we're supposed to forget about it when it comes to actually doing them, but don't do it for that reason. So it seems a little bit strange. So the idea that he started, that he sort of developed last night, that we left off with the mashal, was he said they have to understand that the pshat in Olam Haba is not that it's, you know, a completely separate reward from what we're doing, but rather it's a direct consequence of what we do. So the mashal that he gave and we expounded upon slightly was, you know, the experience when you go to a basketball game is different if you're in the top row of the stadium or if you're sitting courtside. You're sitting courtside, it's an experience that people pay significantly for. So it's a different type of experience. So where you're going to be sitting at the same game, how close you are, changes the experience. So he says it's the same thing. He says when it comes to a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the closer you are, the different that experience is going to be. The problem is that in Olam Hazeh, there's a mechitza which prevents us from keenly feeling how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Olam Haba, that mechitza is removed, and we're left in the same place where we were, but now we can tap into the benefit. So if we want to get those the courtside seats, we have to position ourselves there in Olam Hazeh. But we don't have the benefit of feeling it, so it's the knowledge that Olam Haba exists. So we still haven't answered the last question. So what does that have to do with being with serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Shalom Menas Lekabo Pras, not intending to get the reward? So that he says on page Tess, he writes like this.
Does that mean that everybody that's in Olam Haba then will be equal?
So it depends what equal means. If you think that
sitting courtside means sitting courtside.
Again, I don't know how deep the rows are. So, you know, so I'm saying, I don't know exactly how to define, you know, what the seating arrangements are. But it means that everybody, the Chafetz Chaim writes, a beautiful idea. It says that we say in the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Olam Haba. So every person has a portion in the world to come.
You're saying the opposite, that if you're on courtside here, you're on courtside there, and if you're in the bleachers there, here you're in the bleachers there.
Right. Correct.
So that's not everybody's the same.
Not everybody's the same. Everybody has a portion in Olam Haba. Meaning, everybody has a ticket to get into the stadium. What the Chafetz Chaim says is that it's like a chalukah, it's like a field. You can have a field that lays fallow and then nothing's growing. Or you can plant in the field and it completely changes the value. Whether you could sell the field or give up your rights to the field is different. But everybody starts with a chelak in Olam Haba. But what we do with that chelak, as we develop it, that's what we experience, that's what we reap the benefits of later. So he writes, V'nimtza shetafkid riyasa adam, the purpose of the creation of man, who kirbas Hashem. Shua tovar atova chi tov avuro. The best thing we can possibly get to is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein ikar mokam shebani smali tafkido. So where is the main place where this is going to be fulfilled? Olam Haba. Because there we can experience it. You're having the courtside seat and having this mechitza that's blocking so you can't hear or feel or see the game. It takes away a lot of the value out of the seat. So there we can get to HaKadosh Baruch as much as possible. And that's what we'll be able to taste a little bit. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, aren't we saying you're getting this prize of Olam Haba? Hashem tells us we're getting Olam Haba. So he writes like this. He says, Yisbar derech mashal. Ben ose davar tov la'aviv. Child does something nice for his father. So yesh bo echad mishnei tamim. So there are one or two reasons why the child, it could be more, but at least two reasons why the child is doing it. But these are the two most fundamental ones. One is, possibility. Kadesh av yitin lo bavor atova matano kesef. Yeah, if you go to your father and you only use him as an ATM, then it doesn't go so well. So every so often you do a little bit. Then when you want something, it makes it much easier. You want to reap the benefits. Or she'osa king kadesh aviv yismach bo v'iskari v'lov biglal shuchafetz iskari v'loviv. Or because you want to have a relationship with him, you want him to be happy because you want to be close to him, and you know that if you try to be close to him, he's going to become closer to you. Zehu kavanas chazal. Don't be the category number one. It shouldn't be about doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that we can cash in the check. The problem is when you're doing it without the feeling of wanting to get closer. Yes, there'll be a schar for what you're doing. But that's not the reason. If it's accompanied by the fact, but I want to get close, I want to be with you, I want to have that connection, that's already a totally different type of relationship. And that's what they're saying. Don't be like the one who is serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Manasseh Kabbal Pras, that you're just looking to cash in. You have to be Elohavu kamavadam shamshin azarav shelom Manasseh Kabbal Pras. She wrote to my yachas v'akirva Hashem. We're doing because we want the closeness. Yes, that closeness translates into Olam Haba and translates into Hashem doing things for us. Shemakirim shedeo davar hachi tov nechma badeinu, because we understand that is what's best for us. We should never pretend that a schar in Olam Haba does not exist for mitzvos. That's a mistake. That's not a violation of what the Mishnah says here. Adarabba, zeu amokam shebo anu yichom lemale tafkidenu liskar v'lashem v'lihanas v'zirshkinasso. That's where we can actualize what we're trying to do. It's all about getting close to Hashem. So we do whatever we can in this world, but in the end, the only place that we can really do it is Olam Haba. And Hashem gives us the tools. It's so much easier when the father says what he wants than when the son has to guess what he wants. Even if the son is doing it out of a love and out of a cheshek and out of wanting to get close, if the father makes it clear, this is what I want, A, B, C, all 613, so we know exactly what the recipe is for getting that closeness. And there's nothing wrong with that. The opposite, it's about, that's how we can create the relationship. And that's the chazals that say, "Kamosha Amru, ha'olam hazeh dom leprozdar b'fnei ha'olam haba." That it's like opening to get into the larger hall. Haskein atzmicha b'prozdar, kadesh etikanes letrakan, and you have to prepare yourself in order to enter. So we have to keep in mind what is the way that we can reach closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of achieving this goal. Okay, so maybe we'll stop over here.